Il AIA started in 1974 with the aim of mixing music with a campaign to promote awareness of black history and links with Africa, and only black Brazilians could join.
Era um momento muito difícil no Brasil, né? Tinha uma ditadura muito forte aqui, militar, você simplesmente se sumia, né? Qualquer movimento diferente, seria chamado de comunista, de vermelho, essas coisas, como nós fomos, né? Tivemos uma reação muito, muito forte da mídia, né, no momento, mas aconteceu também um despertar muito forte de negritude, né, do sentimento de negritude. Na verdade, ele foi a grande revolução que aconteceu nos anos 70 aqui. Nós somos uma entidade política cultural, só que na Bahia a forma de atuação, a nossa, é mais eficaz, porque nós fazemos política através da cultura.
The rise of black consciousness was matched by new musical styles. In Rio, the emphasis was on American soul and funk, but in Salvador, the new fashion was for reggae, promoted by Gilberto Gil, who toured with the Jamaican reggae star Jimmy Cliff.
We absorbed and we adopted reggae as a national rhythm for us. So we hardly consider reggae as a Jamaican thing or something. I mean, it's our thing as well. It's a Bahian, a Maranhão thing. It's a Carioca thing. It's a Brazilian thing.
The Jamaican reggae hero Bob Marley also became a Brazilian hero. A street was named after him in Salvador. And in 1980, Gilberto Gil's version of Bob Marley's No Woman, No Cry became a massive hit in Brazil. In the same year, Bob Marley himself came to Brazil for the first and only time, not to perform, but for a brief visit that included a football game in Rio, with a team featuring the football-obsessed Chico Buarque.